At the end of the day, the month of June is mainly known for celebrating the youth and the struggles of the 1976 generation. But our core commemoration of Youth Month should really focus on how prepared our youth are for the working world, especially in the era of the fourth industrial revolution that is fast approaching. To talk about just that, academic director at the Pearson Institute of Higher Education, Dr. Nhlanhla Twala, joining us on the Xolani Gwala show. And Dr. Twala, it seems pretty obvious that South Africa's youth are not prepared for the working world, not necessarily just due to the fact that there is such eye-wateringly high levels of unemployment, but the fact that our youth, even if there were plentiful jobs, in many instances, struggle to get them.
Yeah, I think generally that statement is true, but I think that our job is to really understand what the complexity is, what the challenges are, and how to resolve those. And I think that most academic institutions are coming to the realization that they have to be part of the solution to this problem. And so we are working with the youth in order to find out how we can deal with the problem head on.
So how do we deal with this problem? We all want a better future for South Africa, and in many ways that does hinge on the future that our current crop of youth are going to be looking forward to. Relevant skills to take on the fourth industrial revolution, and even just basic skills that you would need in the working world, like critical theory, critical thinking and complex problem solving, as well as emotional intelligence. How do we go about equipping our youth for exactly that?
Yeah, there are many ways in which we can approach the problem, and there are many ways I think that we're dealing with it. The first one, of course, is that when you get into university or tertiary education, you need to identify what it is that drives you, what you're passionate about. And the first part is assisting young people understand themselves in terms of what they would like to do going forward. That's the first part, advising and giving them adequate information in terms of what they can do and what they're good at. Number two is once they get in, understand what the foundation skills are that are required in order to go to the next level. So you cannot go anywhere if you can't read, write, and critique what you read and make sense of what it means in the real world. So part one is getting to understand that you must acquire the ability to read and write and communicate with other people, as well as get into grips with the discipline that you are studying. Once that is done, we then have to ask the question, how can you apply that knowledge, both in theory but also in practical terms? That's the biggest gap that we have in terms of we are very good mostly in the universities of teaching theory, but in terms of the application of the theory to real world problem solving is sometimes a problem.
So, Dr. Twala, here's a question for you. The odds are that once you get that first job, your employability just increases exponentially. So, in other words, your chances of going on and getting another position are just that much better. But there's also talks about do you accept that job as that may be very, very lowly paid? Do you accept that internship that isn't paid? You know, where do you draw the line as a young person and say, you know, I am prepared to do a job where I learn, but I need to receive something in return?
I think we need to give guidance to young people that not everything comes at the top. You have to start at the bottom somewhere. You have to have a long-term vision. So I would encourage young people, you know, I do already, of saying, listen, everyone starts somewhere. Think about the end, not where you start. So I would advise them that starting even with an unpaid internship gives you the credibility for getting the next job. Okay, so that's an attitude thing that we have to work with, advise our students as well as our children in terms of that. That's number one. But the other part is with the employment sector as well. How do you create an environment in which young people can thrive because they bring value? You know, it's not as if young people arrive at work and have no value. I don't know if you have any young children, but I sometimes have to be told by my children how to deal with the technology because it's just sometimes too advanced for me. So that's another way in which we can look at young people as valuable because they naturally or are inclined to understand technology better than us who are sitting in the places of work.
Dr. Twala, we'll leave it at that. Academic Director at the Pearson Institute of Higher Education. And I suppose that's also the name of the game in 2019 as the Fourth Industrial Revolution bears down upon us. Embrace technology, know that technology, and use it to the best of your ability. Celebrating Youth Day is about remembering 1976, but also looking forward to see how this current crop of youth is going to embrace the future and what it holds for them.